I'm Terry Saka, and this is Rigged Against You. Today, we're going to discuss silver, and the FDIC has sounded the alarm. Problem banks are surging, and I can't underestimate what is going on behind the scenes. They're not telling you, but so many banks, and this is just going to be a brief podcast to just give you the heads up. There is a tremendous problem in the banking system. I think next podcast I do, I'll get a little more into it. But you've got to see what's going on, because when the election is over, I contend this is done just to get us through the election. But when the election is over, something is going down. And something big is starting to happen in the silver market. And I'll finish this podcast with that data. Wait till you see those charts, because silver has finally making its breakout and it's costing the bullion banks big time money. So to get started here, the FDIC sounds the alarm. Problem bank list has now surged to 66 banks amid the $512 billion in unrealized losses. Now, that's a really big deal, because they're not putting it on the books. They're kind of off booking. Our accounting system is fraudulent. The way they're reporting is fraudulent. I mean, right now, they're even telling banks, this is reports coming from banks, they're telling the banks not to write off any bad loans. The system is literally teetering on the edge, and they don't want any systemic hit before the election. So the amount of money printing is unbelievable. They just printed another $400-500 billion to go into the market just to keep the stock market afloat where it's at. So for many people who just think everything's moving along, it's okay. I don't think you realize how systemically broken the system is, and you're taking big risks by being in the stock market with a vast majority of your holdings. I'd be definitely pairing off with more gold and silver in a vault, and you'll understand why going forward, but you may find it'll be too late, and you'll have losses paired off in the stock market, and you're going to be paying a lot higher prices in gold and silver, and you're still going to want to do it. That's why I'd be going to Cornerstone, give them a call. But this is becoming a big deal. The banking sector is in a crisis mode, and they're not telling you, but the canary in the coal mine has already been shown with the handful of banks that had already collapsed, Signature Bank, and we can go on. They just bailed them out. Illegally, mind you, they bailed them out. The FDIC's second quarter 2024 report revealed a sharp increase in banks at risk of failure, with the problem bank list ballooning from 63 to 66. Now, I know that may seem like a small number, but don't underestimate how big that's going to be. This is the fifth consecutive quarter of rising numbers of banks on the failure list, signaling a growing instability in the industry. And that's just the beginning. Remember, a lot of these banks are forced to buy U.S. treasuries. No one else is really buying treasuries. And so they're really allowing the banks to create these credit lines and buy treasuries. But the amount of money the banks actually have on hand compared to what's on deposit, wow, they are not, they're basically, it's not going to be there if you need your money. And remember, you are an unsecured creditor in the banking system. If the bank goes down, you are the last one to get paid back. I get the $250,000 FDIC. If you want to count on that, well, I guess you count your dice on that one, because I'm not going to say it's there, because they don't have the money to cover, and they're going to have to get it from taxpayers or some other avenue to pay back. So you're just taking risk. Beyond being an unsecured creditor, the money in the bank is legally titled as collateral to the debt of the financial system. And this was changed in the U.S. Commercial Code 5 and 6. It belongs to them as part of the 2008 Dodd-Frank bail-in. Look at the assets right now in the banking system. Number of assets of banks in the problem bank list. You can see back in 2008, the amount of assets that were available on the problem banks. Look at on the right here at 2024. Assets are down to nothing. They're not even requiring them to have reserve. These banks are literally sheet of thin ice as far as the balance sheet is concerned, and the losses are in unrealized categories, meaning they're not documenting the losses. But you see that asset? That's nothing. So if you think these banks are stable when they don't even have the assets to back up the deposits, if something systemic breaks, you will see hundreds of banks go down. It's an unbelievable time for the banking system. Unrealized losses are at the heart of this surge. The FDIC reported a staggering $512 billion in unrealized losses hitting U.S. banks, a major contributor to the increase in problem banks. And without swift action, these banks risk collapse, and the FDIC may have no choice but to step in to prevent widespread carnage. Where will they get the money? There's not that much. They, matter of fact, burned through all money in the FDIC fund when they bailed out the last handful of banks. Now, they're getting fees from the big banks, but it doesn't mean they're going to be able to continue to bail out to that. So they are getting money from fees from the banks to replenish the FDIC fund, but it's not much. It's barely over $100 billion. So they've depleted it all by the illegal bailouts they did with Signature Bank and the others. And we're going to get more into that next week. Wait till you find out what those banks were, and that it is actually was a coordinated collapse by the government. Very interesting stuff. But this is something that is on the edge, and they're not wanting anyone to know until we get through the election. But no matter who wins the election, this is a major issue. My guess, it happens even before Inauguration Day. Take a look at this now when it comes to silver. This is unbelievable. Now, this is the finish. Let me finish this on the banking side of it. Look at the banking sector losses. On the left are total losses held to maturity securities at the banks, well over $500 billion. Look at on the right, total FDIC insurance fund for the depositors. You notice that big red line? $385 billion deficit in the ability to protect the depositors. Where will that $385 billion come from? Now, if we weren't spending it in foreign wars that we shouldn't be doing, we may have a little more money to spend, right? But that's going to come from taxpayers. That is a lot of money, and that's not even the beginning of what's going on, because we're printing a trillion out of thin air every few months. That is the deficit right now that is tied to what we call commercial real estate, and that's a very big deal. So let's move into silver and look at what's going on with silver. This is amazing. Silver has been in a structural deficit for the past 4 years. No signs of letting up. Look at the right side at the structural deficit of the silver market balance. Unbelievable deficit. And a lot of this is coming in from the East. The East is taking and consuming the actual commodity itself. And when you get to the actual physical part of it, you see the manipulation has been through derivatives. Unfortunately, the United States and the West can no longer really manipulate, because the Chinese, the Indians, the Russians, and the East are actually taking the supply, demanding physical delivery, and taking the supply away from the Western exchanges. Right now, the COMEX, which manages the American physical silver supply, has probably 2 weeks, 2 weeks of eligible physical silver available. And a lot of it's dealing with not just the solid state batteries that Samsung developed, but solar panels, military missiles and equipment, the hundreds of ounces that goes into a Tomahawk missile. I mean, it's incredible, the demand for physical silver, and yet the supply is not there, and the East is taking the supply. Now, what I just showed you on the market deficit for the last few years, when you really get into it, the last 15 years, if you take mining and recycling to the actual the mining side, recycling side, to the actual demand, we have been 15 years negative deficit in the supply of silver. It won't be sustainable. I know there was a day we called a junk silver. There were billions and billions of ounces above ground. Today, you will be lucky if you had all the money in the world to accumulate 800 million ounces. That's it. That's all that's available above ground. Prices are going to have to change in order to force hands out of the hands or silver out of the hands of people holding it, and to really increase mining, which is really not finding it because we're open pit mining. We're barely getting a quarter ounce of silver for per ton and a half of earth in open pit mines. It's not good. So the physical is actually disappearing. In the 15 years running, even recycling, we're consuming more. And when you start putting solar panels with India and solar panels with China, and now Samsung creating a silver solid state battery, and by the way, it's a pretty good battery. It actually goes twice as much in the mileage and charges in like 10 minutes, and the battery lasts like 20 years. So it's a revolution in electric car battery. But the problem is the physical silver is not there. Something's going to have to give, and the only thing that'll change it is dramatically higher prices, which is very good news for those people who are showing where they want to protect and preserve their wealth. And why they're trying so hard to keep the price down. Silver is the bank killer. When silver starts running, that will show you how deeply in trouble the banking system is. And look at this attempt by the bullion banks. This is unbelievable. Swap dealers, which are mostly the bullion bank dealers, they hold their largest net short position on the right side there. You see the red lines in 8 years, equivalent to 194 million ounces. For every dollar increase in the price of silver, they are losing $200 million in losses. They are doing everything they can to keep this price from going up. They don't want it for psychological reasons, mind you. This is why they're doing it. It's purely psychological. They need to keep the price down. They don't want people rushing in to buy it. But when you see the bullion banks doing that, that is your indicator. Get as much physical silver as you can, because that commodity is getting ready to go the route of palladium, and you're going to find out soon in the future why. The end result will probably be a 10 to 1 ratio, 10 ounces of silver for 1 ounce of gold. So if gold reaches, which I think easily about $5,000 an ounce, that puts silver anywhere between $300 and $500 an ounce. And you want to talk about wealth transfer? That's going to be a doozy. Here is the chart of silver for the breakout. Long-term triangle pattern going all the way back to 2011 on the left there, where we went to $50. We finally, on the right, have a breakout. That is the confirmed breakout, and we are there permanently breaking out. We're actually higher now on that than that chart. We're now bouncing up to 35. My guess will be 37 to 40 by the end of the year, and we will easily be hitting 50 by springtime. When silver becomes $50 an ounce, there will be a battle at that point. But once silver, and it will, once it breaks $50 an ounce, there are no sellers. And remember, these bullion banks, they're going to have to short cover. They're taking a $200 million loss for every dollar move. It could be billions in a loss if they don't get out of the way, which means they'll have to come into the market, buy a contract, and that is going to make the price go even higher. So once we break 50, silver is running. You will see 75 to 100 extremely quick. Just pay attention. Get yourself in right positions, because if China does attack Taiwan, if they do escalate, and I still stand, something big, you can feel it in the air. Something is coming. It's obvious Donald Trump is winning this election. Get out and vote. But it looks pretty darn obvious. It's an overwhelming, almost 40, probably a, oh, I was going to say 49 states, but we're talking about a major blowout. And so something is coming to destabilize, an increase in war, something big. But once that election is over, you are going to see a correction probably in the stock market. It is way, way overdue. So it's time to be really resilient. Don't get caught, because it'll take you years to come back. And with 12% current inflation, you're not going to want to do it. So until next time, God bless you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.